Hi, everyone. This is Erica Spicer Mason with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast Series. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm thrilled to be joined by Mark Johnson, the Senior Vice President of Product Management at Ceris, who will talk to us about claims review models today. Mark, welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Erica. Look forward to the conversation.
Likewise. And before we get into our discussion, I wanted to see if you could share just a little bit more about yourself, your background, your role, whatever feels pertinent to our listeners.
Sure. I've been now with Ceris Incorporated since December of 2019 as the product lead for the organization. Prior to joining Ceris, I was with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota. Prior to that, several years with UnitedHealthcare and Optum, all in mostly the payment integrity space. So I've been in this space for nearly 20 years. Prior to that, I had some background in actual patient care as well as policy development. So I've kind of touched all areas in the healthcare space.
Thanks so much, Mark. I was just going to say, sounds like you have some really well-rounded experience, and I think you'll be able to add a lot of insight to our topic today. And so to get into that, I wanted to just address some recent research that we published on Becker's payer website. And it was a research study that shows how payer executives really are focusing on claims management and integrity as a key strategy to reduce admin costs. So at a high level, can you describe how prepay claims review can fit into these efforts? And how are you seeing payers leverage this approach versus something like post-pay models?
Absolutely. This is something that payers across the entire country actually are really struggling with. In order to deploy a prepayment review on a claim, there's a balancing act there with prompt pay guidelines, as well as just the amount of work involved in pending a claim. The payers themselves are really tasked with wanting to pay that claim correctly the first time to the provider. That's their goal, ultimately. And they want to get that payment out to the providers timely as well. Not all prepay reviews are created equal. I think that most of the administrative costs involved in stopping a claim, making sure a claim is paid accurately the first time, that's the goal of really all of the payers. If they can't meet prompt pay guidelines, they will deploy post-pay reviews as well. That's where the administrative costs come in and having to rework claims after the payment's been made. It's also very, very abrasive to providers. So ultimately, I think most payers out there are trying to get those prepay reviews in place to ultimately pay the claim right the first time. I hope that is helpful or clear.
Yeah, absolutely. So getting it right the first time, I can understand the value in that just from an efficiency standpoint and making sure, you know, teams are supported and the financials are supported as well. So that definitely helps. And just taking that a little bit further, can you say how prepayment review can support payer organizations overall? Any examples or success stories that you could share to highlight that as well would be really helpful for our listeners.
Yeah, sure. A prepayment review, once deployed, really does help just drive accuracy of payments to providers, making sure those claims are not only adjudicated timely, but correctly. It reduces claim rework, as I mentioned earlier, on the back end. So you don't have to go with a post-payment audit and rework that claim. I would also say that it would defend the payer's brand in the market. If payers are paying providers accurately the first time, providers tend to like to work with those payers a little more frequently. It definitely helps with network management, expansion of services, and adding more membership to the payer market. I will say Ceris has been partnering with payers clients for nearly 30 years in the prepayment space. You can drive multiple billions of dollars in medical cost savings, making sure that those payments are being made accurately the first time. Probably the best example are those stop-loss claims, those really large multi-million dollar claims that you definitely want to stop, review, make sure that all the billing is accurate, all the payments are accurate. with fee schedules, as well as expectations of the providers, as well as the payers.
Thanks so much, Mark. The example is really helpful, and I appreciate how you outlined all of the areas where prepayment review can support payers. I think you mentioned reducing claims rework. It can help from a branding perspective, network management, membership. So considering all of those benefits, if a payer organization is wanting to transition to a new claims review model like prepay, what challenges or barriers might they expect? Do you have any top strategies or resources that you'd recommend to help them navigate those issues that might come up?
Absolutely. The first and biggest issue that most payers are going to experience has to do with being able to deploy a prepay review and pen the claim, right? You need to be able to pen that claim accurately and quickly for routing purposes. So engaging your claim shop early in that process is going to be critical. I would also just say engaging internal stakeholders across the organization is critical. That includes not only your claim shop, but you're going to want your finance teams involved. You're going to want to make sure you've got network management, provider relations teams involved, engage your medical directors, just to name a few, to make sure that you have supporting policies for the reviews as well. Defensibility of the reviews and supporting policies, as I just mentioned, make sure that you have those in place. Notification requirements. Some provider networks may require some notifications to go out prior to deploying any type of a review on prepayment. Turnaround times, performance guarantees are always critical to payers in the claim shop. There are interest penalties that need to be taken into consideration as well. And probably last but not least, make sure you're engaging your finance teams to define how you're going to measure the cost savings. Avoidance can be a little bit tricky in terms of measuring the benefits. So engaging your finance teams, your healthcare economics teams, and to define how you measure the benefit is really critical.
Thanks, Mark. Really appreciate how you outlined all of that, and the emphasis on engaging internal stakeholders really sounds important. So thanks again for sharing that with our listeners, and really just for very clearly explaining how prepay can kind of fit into those strategies that payers have right now to reduce administrative costs. Before we end our time together today, is there anything else that you wanted to share? Anything we might have missed?
I think there's probably just the last thing I would share is most prepay reviews are going to be complemented with a postpay solution as well. You're not going to be able to stop every claim prepay. So find that balancing point between your prepay reviews as well as your postpay solutions, and look for partners in this market that are going to help you deploy a full comprehensive solution for your medical cost savings. That's the last thing I would share.
Great. So finding that balancing point and looking for partners. Fantastic. Mark, thank you again for your time on the podcast today and guiding us through a great discussion. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate the time.
I'd also like to thank Ceres as well for sponsoring today's episode. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.